On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I started to bring this up a little bit earlier, and I didn't really.
Wait,
get
who got
there.
The Foo Fighters tickets? Do you know?
Who won, Dan? Did you take the call on that? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
Somebody's gone.
It was someone from. Forgot his name. Oh, his name was Matt. I think it was from Elyria.
All right, Matt.
Matt Carson, congratulations.
Nice.
Right.
From that is correct, yeah.
Where'd you say he was from?
Elyria?
Or Euclid?
One of the Euclid. Yeah, Euclid. One of the E's, yeah.
Yeah, he's not someone who doesn't have to deal with traffic on 90, on the other side of 90, on the west side of 90. Is that something?
You going to be there? You going to go to the Foo Fighters show?
I know, I'd like to. I started kicking it around last week. I was, I'm really kind of bummed because we were going to go see Live a couple weeks ago at the casino. And my wife really likes them.
The band Live.
Yeah, the band Live. And then, like, right before she got sick, and I was like, and she's like, I can't go. And so I was nice enough to go up there, and I found somebody else that might want to go. I gave them tickets. I like doing that because there's no way you want to sit there. And you're like, if we're not going to go, I might as well let somebody else go.
The good and the bad about a show, like, off in the summer is, like, it's something to, like, think about. Okay, hey, yeah, we got Foo Fighters in August. It's all hard for me, though, to plan, like,
that far?
9 or 10 months out, yeah.
I don't know. I think I may have hit my apex. Older. Yeah, I hit the apex at the Stones concert. And now when I walked in, I saw it was sponsored by ARP. I was like, oh.
It was so good, though.
It was a good show.
It was a great show.
But they're done, right? They're never going
to. Well, that was it, which is why you had to go. Yeah.
Somebody asked me about it. I was just talking to somebody who I sat with at that show. And I said, yeah, I think they should have been sponsored by formaldehyde. You know, I mean, I just don't even know how they did. But the show was awesome.
Great.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Yeah, sorry, I got you off track.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'll talk about movies and concerts. Yeah, we do that all day long. The Rush one's the hard one now. Tickets are through the roof still. I just think it's awesome when they first announced that tour that they were only doing like 7 cities and Cleveland was one.
Yeah.
Because of their respect for the city and, you know, how they kind of broke here.
Put them on the map.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so, I don't know. I'm just still a big Rush fan.
Seen them a couple times?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, it's cool because Rush is like the only show you can ever see that you take your laundry and they can do it up on stage while they're playing. Have you seen them?
Oh, God, yes. A quick story. 1979, we have tickets to see them at the Palladium in New York, right?
Wow.
So we go to the show, myself, 3 other high school friends. We get there. Our seats were lower seats, about 30 rows back, right? We get there, hand our tickets. You know, back in the day, you hand your tickets to the usher. He says, oh, we have a problem. I'm like, oh, God, going on? The soundboard was in the row where our seats were.
Oh.
So he says, I've got new seats for you. 3rd row, center stage.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
For the Hemispheres
we'll
tour.
Fixed.
It was unbelievable.
And you couldn't hear for the next month, right?
No, and that was fine. And when the flash pots went off, I think I was blinded for about 6 months. So, it was wonderful. See, actually, they were my first concert.
Rush was?
Nassau Coliseum.
Oh, wow.
Rush and Blue Oyster Cult, yeah.
Oh, my God, that was great.
Thank you. Thank
Did you bring a cowbell or no?
More cowbell.
You should have. I just wonder how the tour is going to be with, what's it, Annika Niles,
oh,
right?
Oh, she's great.
She's awesome?
Yeah, she's fantastic.
I just wonder if there'll be more than, 15 women in the audience. because I've never been to a concert with more guys.
It's like a hoop show,
it's like you go see Rush and you're like, are there any women that like Rush? And then all of a sudden, so I'm wondering how that's going to play out for their show.
My wife would go. She was she grew up in Western New York and in a little Rush conclave, so she loves them.
At least, so I've got my daughter to the point now that when I put it on in the car or
tolerable,
or when we're listening to NCX and they play them, she's like, "Is that?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's this is Rush, Dad. Oh, okay. So, I want to pick your brain on this because I think it's really super interesting. And this is kind of one of those in the weeds conversation when you talk media. Steve Sarkisian
mm-hmm.
Weekend, Texas, right? There was a rumor about him going to the NFL, and it was a one person story, and it was Diana Rossini that put it out there on social media. And he got into a press conference, and then he said this about his potential of going to the NFL.
I'd love to touch on this, so bear with me for a second, because it really pisses me off that one person can make a report that in turn the entire media sports world runs with as factual, to the point of my agency and my agents have to put a statement out that they never have done. Historically, CAA, Jimmy Sexton, and Ed Manowitz have never do that. But I had to do that to protect my locker room and my team. And I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. I thought it was completely unprofessional of that person to put that report out. And the fact that everybody ran with it is borderline embarrassing for the media. And I respect what you guys do, but the fact that everybody ran that as truth is really embarrassing, okay? So I've got a small circle when I make decisions on what I do and what I don't do, and nobody would speak on my behalf without me knowing. And so where that report came from, I'd love to talk to that person because it's absolutely ridiculous.
So, Tom, when I knew I was doing the show with you this week, and you know, and we talked about the line, it's not news until Tom Withers says so. It's because I know that when I sit in my seat, or I've sat in my seat, whether as a sports director somewhere else or sitting here, that, you know, or even when I was at Channel 3 and, you know, I was working with Jim Donovan at the time in Columbus when I worked with Jake, I'd be like, we never, ever, ever did a story, even though we knew that it was probably true 99% of the time. But if we didn't get that second source, there was no way we were going with it.
Because you know the damage that it could cause.
Yeah. And by the way, that we were also sensitive to the things that he was talking about. Like, they're trying to do a job, you're trying to do a job, but you've got to weigh out the fact that the job they're trying to do also affects their team, their program, their families, all of those things. And those are all things that went through my mind before I would ever do a story without hearing a second source do that.
Yeah.
And so when Steve said this weekend, it made me think of you right away because, you know, what can I say? It's not news till Tom with it. It's because I trust what Tom was writing because I know it was vented through him personally. And then the standards of the Associated Press are different than...
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Than anywhere else. And so, it's a hard place to be right now because a lot of times.
In this world, yeah, for sure.
You know, it's sometimes you, like, someone's eating dinner and they see someone talking to somebody else and they eavesdrop into the conversation and they hear something that might be sensitive. Next thing you know, now it's on social media. People put it out there and they take it for fact. Or you get yourself into a situation where someone on the inside wants news to go out and they want to create the situation that's out there. Again, it's one person, and now it's another person who's now suddenly on social media that you've never heard before, and you're like, where's this coming from?
Right?
And right. So I wanted your thoughts on this.
Yeah, so give me the origin on this. So Rossini reported that somebody said that, to her
was it
that...
I think it was Houston, right? Wasn't that, or I can't remember. Yeah, it was the Houston
that job. Sarkisian would potentially be open for the Houston job?
Yeah.
Or be interested?
Yes.
Got you. Yeah, so that's awful. Listen, like you mentioned, I was privileged to work for the AP for 30 plus years. And because of our standards, especially on sourcing, you know, I used to remind a lot of reporters, especially young ones, just because somebody tells you something doesn't mean that it's true. And just because somebody tells you something, you need to know if even this is a source, why are you telling me this? And if you're telling me this, why can't I put your name on it? That's a question that's very rarely asked anymore in our business, unfortunately. We used to have to go through the hurdles that I had to go over to get a story on the wire. God rest her soul, Terry Taylor was the best boss that I ever had. She was a marvelous journalist. If I called her up and said, hey, the Browns are trading so-and-so, and I have it from a source within the building, she would say, okay, Tom, have we used this source before? Have you trusted this source before? Have we been burned by this source before? Do you have a second source? If we can't use this person's name, why can't we use this person's name? I used to have to go through, which is why sometimes, and it was nice of you to say what you say about not being true, whatever, I would be behind sometimes on stories only because I had to go through those extra steps that other media outlets didn't go through. I'm thankful for that to this day because it did allow me to build trust within teams, within my media colleagues and these and the circles that I ran, because they knew that if I had it, it was right because I had to go through those extra steps. It's a long lost art, unfortunately, Andy, and it's getting worse and worse all the time. Good for Sarkisian, by the way, for stepping up and saying what he said, because hopefully that rang through true to a lot of people in that room that day, and they weren't necessarily at fault. And this is what happened to a lot of us in the Cleveland media, is that these national reports that get floated out, especially like on the weekends for those NFL shows where Schefter would suddenly, you know, it'd be an hour before kickoff at a Browns game and you'd have whatever the, you know, whatever the story of the day was, it would come down the pipeline.
I used to call it the Lombardi hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's when all those stories would come out.
Which would force us to react, right? And then in turn, as he mentioned, like with Jimmy Sexton, his agent having to come out and make a statement, sometimes it would force teams then to make statements on something that they knew was not factually correct at all. So it's hard. And, you know, again, I think Rossini probably took a liberty that she shouldn't have.
Probably.
All right, gentlemen, I hate to cut you off
and
do the exact opposite than what you were just talking about, but you know, sometimes timing is oh so perfect in this world.
Right. Here we go.
ESPN's Adam Schefter. For those wondering if the Browns would consider trading Myles Garrett by Tuesday's deadline, the answers in the words of one source, no chance. Source added, people have a better chance of winning the lottery. That is according to Adam Schefter of ESPN. Once again, sends out on Twitter, for those wondering if the Browns would consider trading Myles Garrett by Tuesday's deadline, the answer in the words of one source is no chance.
Well,
the source added, people
have
a better
chance
of winning
the conversation. Like, and nothing against Adam, because Adam's a fantastic reporter, right? But there are things you need to realize. Like, okay, again, and this is only for the purpose of this conversation. You say it, I think we believe it, because Adam is, it goes back to your litmus test of, he is consistent in what he says, but why not put a name to it? Why does it have to be a source? You know?
Agreed. By the same token, Zach Jackson, who we all trust, said the same thing this morning.
He did. He said it this morning on the morning show.
I think I said essentially the same thing a little while ago. I mean, we talked to people within that building over there.
Right.
Again, like to your point, okay, if you want to say that, why couldn't Andrew Berry come out and say that during the bye week?
Why wouldn't Andrew have had a press conference to say that? Yeah.
Listen, This is good, though, that it's out there, at least from a national perspective. It's going to calm things down a little bit.
Right.
Only because there was this, you know, speculation as to whether or not they would consider it.
Well, I think you get it's the perfect atmosphere for it, right? God. Miles comes off the game where he's sitting at the end of the bench. Right. He's just, you know, pounding his helmet into the ground, and the trade deadline's next week.
Right. Mary Kay Cabot chiming in, also saying zero chance the Browns would trade Miles Garrett. I'm told, has it even been discussed?
There you have it.
Among the Browns, I would not be surprised. I'm not going to lie. If I was Miles, it had to have been going through his head on Sunday. And because we all watched it. We saw the frustration. We get it. I think we all understand. And I don't think anyone would be mad at Miles for feeling that way or thinking that way. That's not, you know, I think we kind of get it from a human perspective. At least I do. I get it from a human perspective. I'd be like, what am I doing, man? I got 5 sacks in this game. We can't win. Our offense can't move.
Hey.
I'm trying to do everything I can from a personal standpoint. I mean, is there more he could do? I don't know. I'm not inside that locker room.
And it's like I told you earlier, there's times where Miles opens his mouth and I'm like, oh, don't say anything more. You're good, dude. You had 5 sacks. Like, you know, I know you're upset and it didn't look, I'll tell you what, I didn't think it looked good on the sideline for him to act the way he did. I would have rather seen him, you know, down amongst his teammates or the coaching staff, you know, encouraging the guys that are on the field out there. By the same token, we had the one picture of him.
Yeah.
Right? So
everyone made a big deal about it.
Yeah. I mean, a second later, he may have been down on the sideline like cheering on his teammates.
It's like I always say, don't believe the whole reaction when you see it because, you know, you're watching a four-second.
More than meets the eye.
You're watching a four-second cutaway of a coach who might look like he's frustrated, but you don't know what happened 24 hours before or what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes afterwards. Yeah.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. 0 account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. running it. Ring Business. Business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.